And our next guest is Mike Donahue. He's with Diamond Pier Foundation System.
I always wanted to be Phil Donahue. You know that.
I know.
Then I wanted to be Oprah.
He's Phil's brother, Mike.
But if you've seen Mike, you want to be Mike Donahue. Got great blue eyes.
Boy, he is one handsome devil,
and a terrific product. By the way,
I've seen
your product before at other building shows, and we have not yet had the opportunity to discuss it. And I'm glad that you made your way to our broadcast location, Mike. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And the product is called?
It's the Diamond Pier.
Diamond Pier.
I am so disappointed when I go to someone's property.
Yes.
And I'm asked to do something, and I look at their deck from the backyard.
Okay.
And I see these precast concrete piers sitting directly on the dirt.
Yes.
And I just
and the deck is like the high seas.
Yeah, and I shudder because I know that eventually the deck will be destroyed because of the lack of proper foundation.
Correct.
And also, when I have to do a deck, I can't build a deck unless I know it's going to stay.
Mm-hmm.
And so I dig piers.
Right.
I don't put a little footing with a precast block on it. I dig a pier.
Right.
And you put
steel in the pier.
And I put steel in the pier.
And sometimes you tie the piers together.
Always.
Okay.
And I have to tell you that this thing that Mike is offering,
Diamond Pier,
is absolutely amazing.
Tell us a little bit about it, Mike, in your own words.
Explain it in your own words, Mike. I just love this device.
Right. So it was years ago we were replacing a pier right along the water's edge in Long Island. And we came up with this idea. And the Diamond Pier is based on a lightweight concrete head and then steel pins driven down at the engineered angles to lock into the soil. Much like you nail in toenails, this nails into that undisturbed soil. So for the builder, we're knocking a day or two off a deck job because there's no digging. There's no waiting for the code official to run a tape measure down. There's no mixing of concrete and waiting for that to cure. You basically show up at the site, you put your footers in, and you are building a couple hours later.
Wow.
You know, I think this is amazing. And this is engineered so that you can get different loads in different soils.
That's correct.
Based on the length of the rod that you drive.
That's right.
And you drive it with the jackhammer.
That's right. And it's length and diameter of the rods.
Length and diameter.
Right.
You call this the, what is this component?
The pier head, I'd say.
The pier head.
Yes.
So the pier head has different sized holes.
Yes.
Into which the bearing pins are inserted.
That's correct.
And their length and their diameter dictates what the load and what the soil.
That's correct.
Condition.
And we can take loads from about 2,000 pounds to about 6,300 pounds with this system.
Wow. Now, there's a threaded rod on the top of this.
That's right.
And that's to accept the post bottom.
That's correct. You use a regular 6x6 post base is attached to the anchor bolt that's embedded in the concrete head. And then you just set your post and off you go.
Now, something like this, the cost?
About $140 for the smaller one, the DP50, and that's everything included.
Mm-hmm.
And then the larger one, which if you had a roof load or an outdoor jacuzzi or kitchen or whatever it might be, $190.
Okay.
That's about 60% of the price of digging a pier.
Right.
Or 50% of the price of digging a pier, getting it inspected, pouring it, cleaning up the mess.
Right.
The sauna tubes. Getting rid of the excess concrete after the concrete truck leaves.
Oh, correct. Short load.
I got to tell you something. This is a money saver.
Now,
and the labor? What a money saver.
Totally. Hey, Mike, you said no digging, but in truth, we're not doing the deep excavation, but I do see that there's a little surface digging to embed this pier cap.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Yeah, that's correct.
6 inches, 8 inches, 10 inches, whatever.
It's 10 by 10 by about 8 inches into the topsoil.
10 by 10 by 8
right
inches.
Right into that lawn.
That's a fraction of what one would otherwise need to dig.
That's a shovel dig.
Is
that's
it
not
one
a,
shovel
that's
fall.
Not an auger dig. That's
available correct. At retail?
Yes, we go through a retail channel. So check with your lumberyard building supply store. And you can reach us online at diamondpiers.com. And that's Diamond Piers with an S.
Diamond Piers, plural.
Plural.com.
If you're a DIYer, This is for you, baby.
All right, Phil's brother, he's Mike Donahue, and check out his products. Pretty cool. You can get more information by going to the show notes section of our website at onthehouse.com. Don't you touch that dial. There's more from the Remodeling Show Deck Expo after this.